seem like there was much flow to that game tonight. How did you feel things happened?
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I thought the first 10 minutes in the first period, I thought both teams not a lot of speed to the game. I thought it picked up halfway through the first into the second period. Not bad. We had some opportunities on the power play, obviously, to get ourselves a goal to get ahead in the game. Some missed opportunities, and they score one at the end of the second period. Those were crucial minutes at the end of second period. So we understand that, but decent push in the third period, but not enough to get the win.
How much think of that is from long road trip on the weekend, just getting back, or does that have anything to do with it?
I'm never going to be one to make excuses. We had some travel. That's what the American Hockey League's about. We got guys that have been through it now a little bit. We have 9 first-year players in our lineup tonight, but they've been traveling with us all season, so they realize the grind that takes place in the AHL, but it's just part and parcel with this league.
Power play obviously did not convert for you guys when you needed tonight.
Yeah, and our power play has been excellent for us, so it unfortunately wasn't able to do what it's been doing for us down the stretch here, but those are moments when you have chances in tight games to pull ahead with those power play goals.
What can you tell us about Josh Morrissey?
Right now, having a chance to talk to the trainers. Went out there, obviously, played the third period. We wanted to be cautious with him, so we pulled him out of the game. I'll talk to our training staff and see exactly where he's at.
How difficult is it for you guys, with all the players out of the lineup, whether it be call-ups or injuries, or even players that have recently been dealt?
Well, it is. You're adjusting your lines. Your guys are moving up with regards to minutes being played, so they're playing maybe more heavier situations than they're used to or maybe comfortable with. But there's not much you can do about it. There's injuries with Winnipeg. The same with ourselves there, with John Elbert being out of the lineup. In the call-ups that take place, but you just have to deal with it. You got to make sure that those guys have a chance to be big factors in the game and a chance to learn. Jumping in with both feet. So you got to find a way to get it done.
And does it maybe provide an opportunity, especially on the power play, for guys like
Blomqvist,
yeah. Kostelec, Stojkovic?
It does, yeah. Those aren't guys that are that have been in those positions this year, but just by default with the lack of bodies, they get an opportunity. It's about opportunity. It's about what you want to do with that to show the coaching staff and management whether you can get the run with that position or not. So those were definite big windows for those guys to do so.
Expecting Elbert back anytime soon?
We won't have him for next game. We're hopeful for the Grand Rapids series on the weekend, but we'll see.
What happened to Thomas Raffel practice today?
Thomas Raffel from the last game in Texas, in Austin there, he injured his lower back and then wasn't feeling that great with the long plane ride. Came to pregame skate this morning and tried it, didn't feel 100%, so he's day-to-day.
So he could play next game possibly?
Day-to-day, there's a possibility there, yeah.